Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Well, in case you didn't understand that what happened with the Telegram founder in France and his arrest and the attempt in France to, or rather in Brazil, to bring X to court. Well, here's all you need to know. I'm going to let you listen to this. You maybe heard it already, but it's really all connected. It's not even hard to understand. Listen to this.
The same rule has to apply, which is that there has to be...
Let me pull that back.
He has lost his privileges, and it should be taken down. And the bottom line is that you can't say that you have one rule for Facebook and you have a different rule for Twitter. The same rule has to apply, which is that there has to be a responsibility that is placed on these social media sites to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation.
He's lost his privilege.
So, there you go. This is exactly what this administration was going to do after the idiotic Supreme Court said, oh, working with platforms to censor is okay, just so long as we can't prove that you named particular individuals. As soon as the Supreme Court went to its wimpy side and said, oh yeah, they're definitely trying to censor, but since it only has to do with the plaintiffs and we can't for sure trace it back to the exact plaintiffs, even though we know this is the type of messaging that they wanted censored and it is the type of messaging that got censored, then they can do what they want because we don't want to get in the executive branch's business. This is a coordinated effort. This is the most important election in 100 years, if not in the entire history of the United States. Biden has done more unconstitutional things than any of the presidents combined, short maybe of FDR, which there were giant constitutional challenges then, and he'd up getting away with it. And it changed our country. Now, maybe you can say for the better for the moment, I don't know. But it did change our country and the way the scope of government was considered. But this person, remember, FDR allowed World War II to happen. He allowed Pearl Harbor to happen. That much is absolutely true. FDR also, I believe, FDR was the one that was happy to let a Hoover that wanted plenty of power to spy on his political enemies. So FDR is not the hero that the school children, the people who feed the young skulls of mush would have you believe. But regardless, this is where they are. This is who they are. Okay, and then as Alex Jones says, he does look for things like, you don't get to put up child pornography on X. You don't get to incite violence, but that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about if you do something that we can't just automatically control, like we can on other platforms, then you're beyond the pale and you should be snuffed. He's saying $1 billion site should be snuffed. And she's saying it out loud because that's who she is. She's a fucking communist tyrant. That's what she's shown to be every single time she's had a chance to vote in the Senate as a deciding vote. She was considered the most commie senator in the entire Senate, well past even Bernie Sanders. She's a fucking communist tyrant whose Jamaican descendants own slaves. Can we get this through our head enough? Black folks, love ya. But are you gonna believe... Are you just going to go with that, well, I got to vote left, because after all, Trump, when what they're trying to push on you is that you're supposed to vote for the black candidate, and the black candidate is someone whose descendants from Jamaica, the quote black side, were slave owners. Are you going to fall for it? She wants to silence you too. She wants to replace you too. That's why there's been 12 million immigrants, to replace you too. Are you going to fall for it? One other thing, speaking of tech platforms, and this is a big one. I don't know who's covered it. I need to tell Alex Jones, but a friend of mine was putting up an Instagram account, and she finished putting up an Instagram account, and there was no, hey, what interest are you in? Hadn't done that yet. You know, are you interested in sports? Are you interested in hobbies? Well, here's some places you might want to follow. She hadn't done anything of that. She had just simply started the Instagram account. And then she looks and she's liked about 5 things already, even though she hasn't. And one of the things she's following is Kamala Harris, the vice president. Do you understand the degrees of deception this fucking whore commie is ready to go to? Because she's not smart enough to understand the consequences, or she doesn't want to understand the consequences because she sees power. This is an existential threat to the United States as they... And I'm going to add another thing just because I'm ranting. I'm getting real sick of this shit. Okay, we have this academic idea that white people are going to start beating up black people in Trump's America and beating up other people. And yet, you know what happens all the time and that doesn't get reported and is not hypothetical, it's actual? Some Trump supporter being in the wrong part of town, just showing who they support politically, and then getting beat up. The most recently it happened with a young girl who went in the wrong side of a town somehow, probably lost, and 2 young black men beat her up and were proud of it and said, you know, F Trump, you know, in Pennsylvania is not Trump country or something like that. And we're happy to put it up on social media. That's where we are, people. You've got one side that believes in brown shirts and no speech. And all the way up to the candidate. And you've got the other side that, yeah, wants America to be better, but they don't shut people up because they understand the importance of even idiots talking. And this is the problem, though, because at some point when you reset a country, you have to realize this person's philosophy, this is really why McCarthy was right in some way. You start going down the path when somebody clearly says, I don't believe in any of that shit. I don't believe in the Constitution. Fuck the Constitution. It's too far. It's a bridge too far. When you have that happening, then what happens over decades is those people grow like cancers, and you get a presidential candidate saying out loud that that Musk, who has done nothing except operate a platform where people get to talk about things, is the problem because he's allowing people to talk about things. It's a mess, people, and she is a fucking nightmare. And if you're too stupid to understand that, then you deserve what the fuck you're going to get. I apologize, but that, and I know my listeners are not, for the most part. It is horrific. All right, guys, thanks for listening.